faith with help too, man. Praise God. And knowing that that glory in our tribulations, know that tribulations brings us what? Patience. Patience gives us what? Experience. Experience gives us what? Hope. Hope makes us not ashamed. Because what? Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. By what? By the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen? I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen? Can we just say, God, we're thankful for Christ, but thank God for the Holy Ghost. I don't know. I couldn't serve the Lord without the Holy Ghost. Amen? Our helper, our advocate, our friend, our teacher. Amen? Tonight we're going to go in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3. The Word of God says, "Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Now in this world, people that are in the world that aren't in Christ, they have hope, but most of their hope is dead. Most of the hopes we have is maybe hope so, or, you know, but the hope we have in Christ Jesus is a living hope. It's alive and well. Amen. We don't serve a dead God, but we serve a God that's alive and well. He's alive and well in you, and he's alive and well in me. Amen. How many know that the same God that's in you, the God that's alive and well in you, can also make you well? Amen. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he shall quicken your mortal body by the Spirit that dwells in you, and not just your spiritual body, but your mortal body. Amen? But the first tonight, we want to look at the riches. The riches. One of the things that I'm grateful for is the riches of his goodness. Amen? How many has God been good to in the room? Come on. How many in the room has God been good to? Amen. So in Romans chapter 2, let me get my quiet voice. How's my quiet voice working for y'all? Oh, that's, I only have this one then. See, I tried to give you my quiet one, but y'all couldn't hear me. In Romans chapter 2, verse number 4, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering?" How many has God forbeared with and had longsuffering for in the room? Amen. "Not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance." You know, it's kind of interesting that, you know, to repent, metaneo, is to change your mind, change your direction. And it's something that when God shows you something that's right, he really doesn't show you so much about what you're doing wrong. He shows you the right way, and yourself sees that you're going the wrong. And then you repent and follow his goodness. Amen? Because his goodness is, it's the richness of his goodness that leads us to repent. Amen? And also, it's the richness of this goodness also brings the riches of his glory. Amen? In Romans chapter 9, verse number 23, the apostle says this, "And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he have afore prepared unto glory." Amen? And he takes us from glory to glory, even as by his Spirit. So in the riches of his goodness leads us to the riches of his glory. And we get into the riches of his glory by recognizing and realizing the riches of his grace. Amen. And in Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 6, the apostle says this. He says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he made us accepted in the beloved, and whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Amen? So when we're looking at this tonight, he wants us to recognize first the riches of his goodness. The riches of his goodness leads us to the riches of his glory. The riches of his glory comes to us by the riches of his grace. Amen? We sing this song, Amazing Grace, but when we sing this song, we should be meaning what we're singing. Amen? It shouldn't just be a song that we're singing unto the Lord. It's a song reflecting on what he has done for you and I. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, and now I see. Amen? So we see because we're recognizing the riches of his goodness that leads to the riches of his glory, and the riches of his glory come to us by the riches of his grace. That sounds like something that could preach, probably, huh? Amen? So God's been good to somebody in the room? Has God revealed something glorious to you this week? Amen? Amen? Has God given you grace this week? Amen? One of the things also in our text when he was speaking tonight, he says, blessed be the God and our Father, Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten to us into a lively hope. And this lively hope comes by the regeneration. Amen? I don't know about you, but we've been regenerated. We were regenerated to be born again or to birth. I like what he says in Jesus said in John 3. So John 3. Everybody with me here? To regenerate is I have to die to be regenerated. I know when my battery runs out or goes dead in my car, I hit some jumper cables on it and give it a boost, and it regenerates it. Amen? And so many times in our walk with the Lord, as we're pouring out or as we're going through things, we got to get plugged into the source to get regenerated. Amen? Amen? Or all of a sudden our light gets really weak and dim. All right? If you notice in your vehicle, when your car battery is starting to go down, your lights don't work too good. Okay? But when you get that thing recharged, it begins to shine in a fresh way. So when we look at this, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We were regenerated or rebirthed or born again. Amen. We're regenerated also to begin. And what I have here is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And this is one of my favorite scriptures that I have to remind myself when my old man starts to show up. I have to remind myself what God said about me and what God says about you as a regenerated child of God. He says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So when that old man starts showing back up, I got to remind myself, no, that's not me. That man was buried back at the cross of Calvary. Amen? Yeah, at the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith. I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Amen? In other words, what I'm saying to you and I is God gives us the word to remind us that we're a new creation. We're a new creature. Amen? That means that if I'm a new creature and old things have passed away, behold, all things have become new, that God has something new for me every day. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Amen. You know, sometimes the reason that we don't get the new mercies of the Lord is because we're depending on the old mercy. Amen. I serve a living God that brings freshness and newness of life. Amen. Amen. And if we're in Christ Jesus, we're to have a newness of life, be refreshed, be stirred up. Amen. So as we're looking at this also, he says, it's important for us to believe. Believe. And 1 John chapter 5. Verse number 1. He says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat love of him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments aren't grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? In other words, and God wants us to understand, when we recognize that we're a new creature in Christ Jesus, we're automatically overcomers. How do we overcome the adversary? By the blood of the Lamb and by what we say. You know? Somebody brought me some a line of correction today about some of the things that I say as I was trying to relate. I speak some things I shouldn't speak into my own life. Amen? So it's like this. It's just like this. If the shoe fits, you put it on. If it don't, pass it down. But don't look at somebody else's feet. Keep your eyes on yours. Amen? Are you listening to me? No? Okay, that's okay. Somebody is, right? Amen? So we have the riches of it, riches of his goodness, of his glory, of his grace. God wants us to recognize that we've been regenerated. Amen? The old man has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. But also, Jesus said, also in the first Peter said about the resurrection, the resurrected life. Jesus said in John 11, 25 and 26, he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? So what we're looking at is, hey, we have the riches of God, and we've been regenerated, and God wants you and I to recognize and walk in a resurrected life. We're walking in life in the abundance thereof. The Apostle Paul, to illustrate this, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, first, Christ is risen, that we're not serving a dead God. Amen. We're serving a God that's alive and well. In verse number 3 of 1 Corinthians 15, he said, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. And after that, he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep or past. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. Amen. And God wants us to understand that we have to live and recognize him as a living God, as a resurrected God, because a dead God can't do a thing for you and I. Amen? So he is reigning. He is reigning. For this, I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 1. Is everybody with me? Verse number 19. The word of God says this, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is you and I, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. In other words, every name named must bow to this risen name of Jesus, okay? So what we're looking at, I also have here is he is reality. He is reality. And when I was looking at that, the Lord took me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse number 17. The apostle says this, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and became the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Look at the one next to you and say, you are alive and well because Christ is in you. Look at your neighbor again. Say, you are alive and you're well. Faith is the substance of things I'm hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. In my mouth, I'm proclaiming and declaring health and well-being because of what Christ has done for me in the cross of Calvary. Amen. Did he not say that every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus? If something's come against you and it doesn't have a name, go ahead and give it one and take authority over it. Hello? Call it Barney if you have to. Whatever. Unless your buddy is Barney and don't get him under your feet. Whoever's listening to the web, I'm not picking on Barney. But you understand what God's saying to us? Amen. Truly, truly, if we believe the riches of his goodness, the riches of his glory and the riches of his grace. His riches of his grace regenerated you and I by new birth to begin new life because we believe in him because of his resurrection. We recognize he is risen, he is reigning, and he is our reality. You want to see a true reality show? Recognize who Christ is. He's the real reality. He's the real deal. Amen? He's not an imitator. He's not a fake. He's the real deal. So tonight, can we rejoice in the riches of God's grace that brought us our regeneration by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord? Boy, I got a real good response from this crowd. Okay, I get it. Never mind. Everybody open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1. We'll start over. How many got it? How many are rejoicing? How many are thankful? Come on now, church. Come on. Can't we get just a little excited about Jesus? How are we ever going to reach anybody in this world if we're so dead about Jesus? Hey, come and hang out with us, man. I know a bunch of dead people you can hang with. Come on. Come on. A few more dead ones ain't going to hurt anything. Come on. Amen. Hey, we serve the most exciting thing in the world. We serve a God that is new every morning. It's never the same. It's never the same. He's never the same. He takes us from glory to glory to glory to glory, even as by His Spirit. Amen. You know, you don't have to look too far to get a chuckle. Anybody chuckle any today? If you didn't chuckle, here's how I get a chuckle every once in a while. I look at myself in the mirror. Can we chuckle? Hallelujah. Can we all just stand up? Praise God. Praise God. Father, I thank you for the Holy Ghost regeneration, Lord. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you pour out your Spirit afresh and anew upon this body, Father God. Upon every believer in this room tonight, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that no weapon that's formed against any one of them will prosper in the name of Jesus. And every tongue that rised up and said so, we curse that tongue in Jesus' name, and we call them words back to the pits of hell. We declare and we decree, you are King of kings and you are Lord of lords. You are mighty and able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or we even think. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, for your love and your mercy and grace that you poured out to each and every one that's gathered tonight in this place. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the divine touch upon their hearts and their lives and their minds, Father God. Father God, that we will run and not grow weary, we'll walk and not faint, because our hope and our trust is in you and you alone. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So liar, the devil, you're a liar. We bind you right now by the power and authority of Jesus' name, and we say, get behind us. Get behind us. You have no place in front of us. Our eyes are upon the prize. So, Lord, we praise you and we give you glory for regenerating us, for refreshing us, for renewing us, and for just letting us have a Holy Ghost good time as we gather together in your name. And we'll never cease to give you all glory and praise.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Man,